From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Welcome back with me, Amanda. Today, we will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present you some segments from news across the country, and also Indonesian pop songs. For the first one, we will present you the news. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia.
At RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Listener, here is the news read by Ahmad Faisal. First, the headlines. Minister Bambang Brojonegoro reports the results of a final study on the capital transfer plan. Minister Darmin believes economic growth under control. Now the news in detail. Minister for National Development Planning, or head of the National Development Planning Agency, Bambang Brojonegoro, met President Joko Widodo at the State Palace in Jakarta on Friday. His meeting with President Joko Widodo is related to the submission of the study result of the National Development Planning Agency, or BAPENAS, in connection with the transfer plan of Jakarta to Kalimantan Island. After meeting President Joko Widodo, Minister Bambang Brojonegoro said that the results of the study are related to the structure of the land and the economic impact for the city, which would be chosen as the new capital to replace Jakarta. He argued that the results of the study would be taken into consideration by President Joko Widodo before announcing the new capital. I was called by the president, and at the same time we submitted the details of the study, which yesterday the president was still asking about the new capital. The two details are related to land structure and the economic impact of the new city development. So we have submitted it, and the president will see and review, and hopefully after that decisions will be taken. Previously, the community was stirred up by rumors that the new capital would be in East Kalimantan province. This was expressed by Minister of Agrarian and Spatial Planning, or head of the National Land Agency, Sofian Jalil, when answering reporters' questions at the Office of Coordinating Ministry of Economic Affairs. It was immediately corrected by President Joko Widodo on the same day at Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java. President Joko Widodo emphasized that the government has not yet determined which province would become the new capital because there are still studies to be completed. When confirmed this matter, Minister Bambang Brojonegoro hopes that the public would be patient to wait for President Joko Widodo's official statement. Coordinating Minister of Economy Affairs Darmin Nasution considered that this year Indonesia's economic growth remains under control, even though it is overshadowed by a number of global uncertainties, especially the trade war between the United States and China. This was said by Minister Darmin in his remarks at the Capital Market Summit and Expo 2019 event in Jakarta on Friday. He said that the Indonesian economy has experienced not only growth, but also the quality, which is categorized well as the national inflation rate is maintained at a low level, as well as the level of unemployment and poverty decline. In addition, he said that Indonesia also records that the credit rating is good and high. So this means that Indonesia is an investment destination country. Minister of Tourism Arief Yahya is optimistic that the target of visiting 2 million foreign tourists in 2020 in Central Java and Yogyakarta will be achieved because it is supported by the cooperation of the Yogyakarta International Airport in Kulon Progo Regency. During a visit to Yogyakarta International Airport in Kulon Progo on Friday, he said that the main key to success of the tourism sector is accessibility support such as Yogyakarta International Airport. He is also sure that there are already attractions such as Borobudur as UNESCO heritage. Meanwhile, director of PT Angkasa Pura I, Faik Fahmi, hopes that there will be an acceleration of infrastructure development in transportation modes supporting Yogyakarta International Airport. PT Jasa Marga, as one of the state-owned enterprises or BUMN and University of Indonesia, declared a commitment to clean plastic waste and reduce air pollution at the UI campus Depok West Java on Friday. After the declaration, President Director of Jasa Marga, Desi Aryani, said that her site cooperates with UI that has high concern for environmental issues. Jasa Marga, which manages toll roads, has operating procedures related to cleanliness such as in various rest areas in a toll road. Meanwhile, Rector of UI, Muhammad Anis, said that his side had invited various world universities to develop and raise awareness in order to reduce the use of plastic waste. Indonesian Ambassador to the Kingdom of Norway and the Republic of Iceland, Todung Mulya Lubis, appointed Andres Johnson as the Indonesian Honorary Consul for the Republic of Iceland, located in Reykjavik, Iceland. In the inauguration, which took place on Wednesday, was based on the Republic of Indonesia's President's appreciation letter on the appointment of Mr. Andres Johnson as Indonesian Honorary Consul in Reykjavik. This was the written statement of the Indonesian Embassy in Oslo received by Antara London on Friday. The functional staff of information and social culture of the Indonesian Embassy in Oslo, Nina Evayanti, said that Johnson is a public relations lecturer and Icelandic private radio broadcaster. Previously, he had attended the student exchange program in Indonesia, so he is fluent in Indonesian language and has foster parents in Indonesia. Indian Ambassador to Indonesia, Pradeep Kumar Rawat, met Governor of Yogyakarta, Sultan Hamengkubuwono X on Friday to forge closer relations between India and Yogyakarta. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Sultan Hamengkubuwono X, after receiving Ambassador Rawat at the Willis Building in Yogyakarta on Friday, explained that Sultan and the Ambassador have often met each other. In essence, the meeting is aimed at forging closer ties. At the hour-long meeting, it was decided that India would send yoga teachers to Yogyakarta in response to the enthusiasm of the residents to learn this Indian form of physical, mental, and spiritual practices popularly known as yoga. The residents demonstrated their enthusiasm during International Yoga Day, which was held in Yogyakarta City. Sultan Hamengkubuwono hopes that the typical Indian yoga would become more popular among Yogyakarta's residents. Indonesia is pushing its domestic airlines to halt purchase of Airbus SE planes in retaliation for curbs imposed by the European Union on use of palm biodiesel. Indonesian Minister of Trade Enggar Tiasto Lukita also asked carriers, including PT Lion Mentari Airlines, to consider switching their outstanding aircraft to Boeing CO. As quoted by JakartaPost.com on Friday, Minister Lukita has spoken to Lion's co-founder Rusdi Kirana about dumping Airbus and the country's large low-cost carrier supports the government move. Minister Lukita also explained the government is exploring all points when asked if the government would order all carriers to switch off Boeing from Airbus. Well, listener, that's the news read by Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia.
The first news comes from Ambon, Maluku. Art and cultural attractions in the form of music and dance colored Ambon Pono Deng Musisi, or Ambon Full of Musicians event. It was held in order to realize Ambon's Towards the World Music City of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO version. The music attraction was held last Wednesday in GPD, or the World Peace Gong Yard, featuring local Ambon City musicians to celebrate the 444th anniversary of the city. Dozens of musicians and dancers perform songs and dances typical of Maluku, including Gandong Cloth Dance, as the opening act. Ambon Mayor Richard Lohenapesi stated this activity was one of the efforts to realize Ambon as a world music city. In addition, there were also group band, choir, and hadrat festivals. Also, Brass Toto Buang, as well as Amboina Carnival. Next news comes from Bogor. The Indonesian Record Museum, or MURI, awards the Bogor Region and Deputy Region Ade Yasin and Iwan Setiawan for the colossal action of 17,000 Scout members at the Pakansari Stadium, Cibinong, Bogor Regency, West Java, on Thursday. MURI Indonesia Senior Manager Awan Rahargo said the superlative performance of the colonistic dance with a total of 17,000 participants was the first time performed in the world. Meanwhile, the Governor of West Java, Ridwan Kamil, who also witnessed the commemoration of the 58th anniversary of the West Java Scout Movement, said he was proud of the achievements of the Scouts in West Java. The latest news comes from Jakarta. The Great Legacy of the Archipelago Exhibition, abbreviated in Indonesian as Warisan, takes place from 22nd to 25th of August at the Jakarta Convention Center, or JCC Senayan, Jakarta. The exhibition is featuring more than 130 booths of original Indonesian batik, woven, and pearl products. In this fourth year, Warisan is themed Citra Bhatara Nusantara, or the image of the archipelago arc. It aimed at preserving the nation's art and culture and giving appreciation to batik makers, weavers, observers, craftsmen, entrepreneurs, and also Indonesian pearls. The batik displayed in the exhibition are only those which use the application of 100% hot wax in the process of making written batik, printed batik, or combination batik or written and stamped. Warisan also exhibits the works of the well-known East Nusa Tenggara and the luxurious songkat weaving from Palembang. While the pearls on display are only pearls from the authentic and certified Indonesian seas. All products on display have passed the curation process of the team. So listener, that was news from Indonesia.
Plus
For the next one, we will present you today in history.
Voice of Indonesia.
We begin today in history with the event on 24th August 1941. Adolf Hitler officially stopped T for Action, Nazi program for systematic assassination of people with disabilities. T for Action is an official Nazi program which happened between 1939 and 1941. During that time, Adolf Hitler had systematically killed 200,000 to 25,100 people with genetic disorders. After 1941, the killings became unofficial and it was not very systematic anymore. The T4 program was developed based on Nazi policy on racial health, which was believed that the German people had to be cleansed from the elements of unhealthy race, including people with disabilities. The program became the forerunner of the Holocaust program, or mass extermination of the Jews on the European continent. Turning to the event that took place on August 24, 1962, Televisi Republik Indonesia, or TVRI, officially aired. Televisi Republik Indonesia was the first television station in Indonesia, which officially aired on August 24, 1962. The first broadcast was a trial broadcast airing the commemoration ceremony of the 17th Independence Day of Republic of Indonesia from the State Palace. We end today in history with an event that occurred on August 24, 2006. The International Astronomy Association decided that Pluto could not be categorized as a planet because of its small orbital size. Since the discovery of Pluto in 1930 by Clyde William Tombaugh, astronomers put Pluto in the category of one of planets in the solar system. At a conference held in Czechoslovakia on August 24, 2006, astronomers joining the International Astronomical Union decided that Pluto was not included in the planetary category. Listener, that was today in history.
Tanah air beta, pusaka.
Voice of Indonesia.
There was a song titled Indonesia Pusaka by Rosa. For the next segment, we'll present you My Indonesia.
My Indonesia for today is about Indonesia's rubber exports increased sharply. Sudi Mardianto, head of the Indonesian Center for Agriculture, Socioeconomic and Agricultural Policy, Ministry of Agriculture, explained that Indonesia's rubber latex export traffic over the past 4.5 years has continued to experience a sharp increase. This increase also shows that Indonesia is the second largest natural rubber producer in the world. In his written statement last Thursday, Sudi Mardianto said data at the Indonesian Center of Statistics Agency or BPS showed that the volume and value of Indonesia's rubber latex exports for the 2014 until 2018 period increased sharply by 70%. Sudi Mardianto added the increase in Indonesia's rubber exports was the result of the hard work of rubber farmers who always maintain quality. Therefore, the existing production is able to penetrate world markets such as India, with a transaction value reaching $15.4 million, or 27.23% of the total rubber latex exports. Another destination country is Vietnam, with a transaction value of $12.9 million. Indonesia also exports rubber to China, with a transaction value of $8.3 million. Then exports to neighboring Singapore amounted to $3.3 million, Americans and Bangladesh $2.5 million. Sudi explained the transaction value of rubber exports increased sharply from $37 million to $56.6 million, or around 53%. According to Sudi Mardianto, this increase was also an implementation of the Ministry of Agriculture's breakthrough policies and programs that cut a number of export regulations and simplified the licensing process. In fact, Indonesia's rubber latex continues to show competitive value in national and international markets. In the future, the production of rubber latex is predicted to increase production and quality, along with the implementation of a community rubber plantation rejuvenation program through the BUN 500 program, so that the economic benefits of rubber latex can be enjoyed more by farmers. Efforts to increase added value must also be done. One of the efforts suggested is to invite investors to build a rubber processing industry in the area of people's plantation centers. This effort will operationally use a corporate approach so that rubber farmers can benefit greatly from processing rubber latex produced. Listener, that was my Indonesia for today.
Teruslah kau kenang-kenang. simpan dalam sudut jiwa, ku kan dapat merasakannya. Ingat dan teruslah kau kenang-kenang semua, kata-kata tak perlu kau ucapkan juga, asalkan terus kau simpan dalam sudut jiwa, ku kan selalu merasakannya.
Second song titled Ingatlah by Monita. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we'll present you Indonesian Wonder. In this edition, we'll present you a traditional food from Yogyakarta.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, we will introduce you to the traditional cuisine of Yogyakarta, called Sego Abang Lombok Ijo. Listener, Yogyakarta is the paradise of culinary. The city has plenty of delicious traditional cuisines that you must discover. One of them is Sego Abang Lombok Ijo. Sego Abang Lombok Ijo means red rice and green chili lodeh soup. Lodeh is a typical vegetable soup made with coconut milk. Sego Abang Lombok Ijo is the traditional food of Gunung Kidul. Just like its name, the food tastes spicy. There are a number of food stalls selling Sego Abang Lombok Ijo. They are usually open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sego Lombok Ijo comprises red rice, gudeg, papaya leaves, lodeh soup, and various side dishes. For the side dishes, there are several selections such as chicken, fried empal, tofu, and soy food. The food has unique flavors starting from spicy, sweet, and savory. For each portion of Sego Sambal Ijo, it costs 16,000 rupiah. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Puri Saperella. See you next time.
rayuan. Ini kaon namanya, insan sedang jatuh cinta. Mengapa semua begitu indah dilihat, begitu sedap dipandang, sedang jatuh cinta. Mengapa semua begitu indah dilihat, begitu sedap dipandang,
titled Prahara Cinta by Hedy Yunus. For the next segment, we will present you Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, tradition, technology and environment, also lifestyle. Today is on Vegan Culinary Festival 2018. For the vegans, a culinary festival titled Earth Day Vegan Festival and Forum 2018 can be a recommendation for this March. Located at Tribeca Central Park Mall in West Jakarta, this event will be held from March the 23rd to 25th. The purpose of organizing the Vegan Culinary Festival 2018, in addition to pamper the tongue of the vegans, is also to introduce a variety of vegan dishes typical of the Indonesian archipelago that become an important part in the tourism industry. This vegetarian culinary festival is a series of Earth Day Vegan Festival and Forum 2018 events. From the report of the Indonesia Vegetarian Society, there were more than 1,000 vegetarian and vegan restaurants, both large-scale and street stalls, spread across 34 provinces of Indonesia. Meanwhile, many non-vegan restaurants, including hotels, tourist attractions, airlines, hospitals, and school canteens, also provide special vegetarian menus. Susianto, Secretary General of the IVS and Secretary General of the World Vegan Organization and President of the International Tempe Foundation, said that the Vegan Culinary Festival 2018 is expected to be a medium to introduce the public about the plant-based healthy diet to the community, for example, beans. In addition, it is expected to be an effort to increase public awareness about the nutritional benefit of beans as part of sustainable food in production and aims to realize food security and nutrition. According to Susianto, in a recent report in 2015, a United Nations release says a global shift towards a vegan diet is vital to saving the world from starvation. Besides the culinary festival, the Earth Day Vegan Festival and Forum 2018 series of events include, among others, green speech competition, fashion show with secondhand materials, parenting and vegan talk show, flash mob by the International Nature Loving Association, art performance and other entertainment. That was Miscellany Today with the topic of Vegan Culinary Festival 2018. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Pertama
That was a song titled Pertama by Reza. For the next segment, we will present you Music Corner. And for this edition, we'll present you Senandung Bidadari, a keroncong song.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we will present a keroncong song. The title is Senandung Bidadari. Like its title, the song describes the beauty and the peace of night at homeland. In its lyric, it's told that the beauty and melodious of angels singing at silent night. The song reveals gratitude on the gift of a beautiful land and a happy heart living in the archipelago. Well, listener, here is Awalina with the song titled Senandung Bidadari.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Oh,
listener, thank you very much for listening to English program on Voice of Indonesia. Please give us your suggestion and criticism. Don't forget to keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.